AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Closer, but not there yet.
We have, in fact, made genuine progress. But I want to be absolutely clear with everybody. We are not yet where we need to be on several of the most difficult issues.
Secretary of State John Kerry briefing reporters in Vienna just a short while ago that hard choices have to be made in the next couple of days in order to have an agreement with Iran later this week. The U.S., its partners, and Iran face a Tuesday deadline to reach a nuclear agreement. The financial future of Greece in the hands of voters who are casting ballots in a bailout referendum. Greek Finance Minister Yanis Varoufakis, who is opposed to the bailout offer, tells ABC's This Week his hope is the economy can eventually be saved.
Where there is a will, there's a way. There is so much to lose for both Greece and for its creditors if we fail, and so much to gain if we don't fail.
A yes result would likely produce a national unity government followed by another election, but that could take time, and without financial assistance, the chances of a full chaotic default would increase in Greece. Before watching the fireworks light up the National Mall in Washington last night, President Obama hosted a White House picnic for service members, veterans, and their families. The president not only thanked them, but also members of the military who are overseas.
We want to thank those who aren't with their families on this holiday season because they're posted overseas. We want to especially remember them.
Matt Stoney ate 62 hot dogs and buns, beating Joey Chestnut, who was trying for his ninth straight title at Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest. Defending champion Mickey Sudo won the women's division. Three people are dead, three others missing, after a pontoon boat hit a bridge and capsized in the Ohio River in Louisville, Kentucky last night. This is AP Radio News. Five people, including a two-year-old, are dead in a collision between two trams used to shuttle visitors around a zoo in northeastern Thailand. Police say 30 others have been hurt as one tram apparently lost its brakes, slammed into the rear of the other, both then overturned. The U.S. and Japanese women's soccer teams are developing quite a rivalry. Japan is defending its 2011 World Cup victory in penalty kicks over the U.S. The Americans then took the 2012 Olympic title over Japan. Tonight, they meet again in Vancouver, Canada, in the Women's World Cup Championship game. Midfielder Carly Lloyd likes the team's chances this evening.
I'm really confident in the way that we are looking right now. I think we're doing some really good things out there. We're feeling good.
And the game, by the way, will be starting at 7 Eastern time this evening from Vancouver, British Columbia. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.